All righty, 50 degrees, 22 before 8 o'clock, and here we go. Tuesday morning, the 17th, News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. Lighthouse back about 72, and they were something else too. And there was so many guys in the band, they broke up and they couldn't afford to pay everybody. It's 22 now before the hour, and here we go on this Tuesday morning, and we're lucky to have this gentleman on the phone with us who promises to be funny.
I'm so excited to talk with Henry Cho, who's performing this weekend at the Bundy Auditorium, 7 p.m. right there in Lancaster at USC. So thank you, Henry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Very well. It's wonderful to talk with you and checking out all the things that you're doing right now. There's a show on Comedy Central. What's that clicking noise? That's the show.
Yeah, they've been running that for a while. Comedy Central is great. I mean, it's a 1 hour special, which was cool of them to let me do that. And it's been a good ride, you know.
I understand that some of the guys from the Blue Collar Tour do some voice work for you at the beginning of that, which is probably a nice collaboration with some comedians, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've known those guys for years, and when I was doing my special, they just contacted me and said, hey, if you're going to do it, you know, you need a big intro. And I said, well, all right, why don't y'all do it for me? And they went, well, you write it, and we'll say it. I said, okay. So I wrote it in, like, I don't know, 90 seconds, and we shot it. So
here,
it
say this.
Henry, you're a Tennessee guy, and you're of Korean descent. I'm not hearing the Korean accent very much. Y'all.
I'm South Korean.
Okay. All right, well, that makes a lot of sense here. And
you got that? See, that's too early in the morning for you, isn't it?
I mean, I'm here. I've been
I'm Korean, so I'm South Korean.
You don't have to explain all of them, okay? All right.
You told me to be funny.
Well, that's right. Chuck, he's only doing what you
and
say.
He's taking me to heart. You went to University of Tennessee over at Knoxville. How'd that go?
You know what? I'm not the greatest Asian because I went for 6 years and didn't graduate. So.
That's not so good.
I ruined the Asian pie chart. Trust me.
You can't do calculus?
They are very smart people.
Oh my goodness, they're so smart. My relatives, my folks, my kids, everybody's smart. They're all, you know, skipped a generation. So
that's pretty neat. What are we going to see when you come out to Bundy? Have you ever been out to Lancaster in this area of South Carolina?
You know what? I've been to South Carolina many times. I've never been to Lancaster, okay. Although it's a beautiful city. I've been through it.
Let us catch you right here, okay?
Silly reason years ago.
Right.
But I'm excited about going to the Bundy. All my pals have told me what a great venue it is and how great the crowds are and the acoustics and all that. So I'm very excited to come to the Bundy Theater.
And they love Asians.
Lancaster.
Yeah.
They love Asians.
My nephew is actually was born in Korea, and we adopted him. My sister adopted him. So
you're going to.
Well, there you go. Well, trust me, I'm more Tennessee than I am Asian. So.
Oh, you'll fit right in.
Oh, they love Tennesseans too. By the way,
that's what's important. You know, it's crazy. Every time we pitch a TV show, the people keep going, you know, the big fish out of water story, and I go, well, you know, I really don't have any water. I don't hang 100% with Southern people, and I don't hang 100% with Asian people. So there you go.
You've had a terrific career. I didn't realize, you know, you see your picture and stuff. I've recognized the face and stuff, but you've been around for quite a while, all the way back to the 80s and 90s. Bob Hope's Young Comedian Special, the Arsenio Hall Show. You don't look, you're aging well, my friend.
Well, see, there you go about being Asian, see?
That's true.
I'm 55, but I'm Korean, so that's like 28 white boys.
He's not wrinkling. He has a good melanin, for sure.
Well, but I have been around a while, yes. I've been at this for over three decades. I start my fourth decade of stand-up this month, matter of fact. And, you know, I run into old comedy pals of mine, and they're like, wow, can you believe we've gotten to do this long? And I'm like, no, I mean, don't tell anybody, whatever you do.
Does it get easier as far as the more you do it and the longer you do the stand-up specifically, Henry? Does it get easier the more you do it?
You know, it gets easier. It doesn't make it any less difficult. I know that's a contradiction.
Yeah,
I think
the only reason it's easier is because I have 30 years of material to pull from and experience if something unusual happens. Every show is different from day one. If I could do show A every time and be on autopilot, I might do that. But every crowd's different, so you know, my first two or three jokes are the only ones I really know that I'm going to do once I hit the stage, and then everything else feeds from the audience. So if you know, I have to be ready to go in any direction the audience is without spoon feeding them.
You're called Mr. Clean because you have clean comedy. Is it more difficult, or is it just in your heart? Your funniness is just in your heart, and you don't have to worry about going into the dirty side of things. It's easier for you to be funny in a clean way?
Well, I tell you what, it comes from the heart, but it doesn't make it any easier. You know, someone years ago once said it's 80% harder to be a clean comedian than otherwise. And you know who said that?
Probably Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, you.
There you go. You know.
Somebody, I get quote. I was doing some interview the other day, and somebody quoted that to me. And they said, "Oh, wait, you said that."
You said
yes.
That.
Wow.
It's a good quote. I'm going to write that down.
80%, yeah. But you know, talking to Bob Newhart, Seinfeld, those guys, it was, you know, but it comes from my heart because I'm a Christian, number one. But I'm not a Christian comedian. I'm a comedian who happens to be a Christian. Because Christian comedians aren't funny. So, there you go.
Well, I think I'm looking forward to this show. It's going to be awesome. It's coming up Friday night at 7 p.m. at the Bunny, just $40 per person.
You know, aren't you managed by the same guy that manages the world's funniest, James Gregory?
No, I'm not managed by him. He's the tour agent on this. I'm managed by Brillstein Partners, me, Jim Gaffigan, Todd Glass. Oh. Those kind of guys.
Well, you know, just personally myself, I think anybody can be kind of dirty, make us laugh with a little boo, you know, the little things and stuff. But to me, somebody who can make us laugh goofy or just really make us laugh funny,
yeah,
and without being, and just tell the
and
stories or whatever.
And have our kids with us along.
Absolutely. And can tell those great stories. Not necessarily maybe Jerry Clower, but I mean, you're kind of an updated version of people here. I understand Leno never told a filthy story on stage and stuff like this. However, Bob Saget may be a different, you know, you might be more prepared when you go see that. So
yes.
I love somebody that can make me just laugh funny, you know?
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, all I do is tell stories. I mean, trust me, every time I walk off stage, I just kind of go, wow, I got away with another one. You
know, I wonder about if you're going to be doing more like acting and things. You've got a couple of things that have happened
for you.
You've
got some great things. You were with Designing Women. You've been on several shows.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, you know, we all make choices. And my choice was to get married to a good Southern girl. I got tired of being in L.A. and not meeting one girl that knew who Bear Bryant was. So
hell yeah! Yeah,
so
brother!
I got out of there and I married a good Southern girl who knew all about the SEC. And they knew that the SEC was not the Security Exchange Commission.
Speaking of that, you hear
about... So then we got married, started having kids, and, you know, I wrote TV shows and sold them, and, you know, they didn't get put on the air, and things just didn't work out as far as doing a TV show. And then once my kids got embedded in school, it's really hard to get back into that. But my wife actually went to law school at night for 5 years.
Wow.
And she graduated, passed the bar about a year ago. So now I'm back in the game. So we're going to start doing a lot more.
Oh,
what,
my gosh.
What do you like to do in your spare time? Do you watch TV? Do you play with your kids? What is it that you guys like to do?
I take my kids to school and I drop them off and I go play golf and then I go pick them up. I play golf about 5 days a week.
Wow. So.
God bless you.
What's I don't play on the weekends because that's their thing.
What's your handicap?
I spend my time with kids.
Sure.
Unless I'm touring. If I'm touring, then I play when I'm touring, too. So.
Nice. We want to know your handicap.
23 hours a day to kill. What are you going to do?
What is your handicap?
You know, it used to be way lower before kids, but, you know, I'm like a 4 right now, so I can get it around without embarrassing myself, but I'm a hack. That putt's good.
I wish I was a 4 hack.
For sure. Yeah. Did you hear about the guy that broke the 60 at the Sony Open in Hawaii? That was pretty exciting.
Well, yeah, Justin Thomas.
Yeah.
From Kentucky, but, you know, the only knock against him, he went to the University of Alabama, so I can't root for him.
Well, are you strictly because you're here in the South, are you a Tennessee fan, or who's your team? You know, you're going to be coming into Clemson Gamecock territory here.
Yeah, but really, what can y'all claim? Seriously.
Well, how about a national football championship?
I you know, the cool thing is I play in a lot of celebrity golf tournaments. And I got to play. I know George Rogers really well, and he actually brought the Heisman Trophy to one of the tournaments.
Yeah.
That was one of the coolest things ever.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Just in a little cart.
He's a big boy.
Yes, okay. I should say the least. Well, you're in for a treat because just as your friends have told you here, George, Henry, this is sorry. This is a great place to play. It's a really good setup here as far as the facility itself, the Bundy Auditorium. You really will be able to see the faces of these people. Acoustics are great. We hear from people that come back year to year. You'll enjoy this place. We did again too, and the crowd's going to be great for you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and I'm looking forward to it. So we'll see y'all soon.
Are you going to be having any other shows before you get here, or do you just get to relax until you arrive on Friday?
I come there on Friday and then go to Minneapolis on Saturday. So I'm going.
Moving on.
Yes.
Get into the cold country.
Yes, absolutely. Bring a jacket. Okay. All right.
Well, Henry, good luck to you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we can't wait to see you Friday night, Bundy Auditorium, 7 p.m. Go to LancasterCitySC.com
for
details.
Henry. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for your cell phone number, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes, call me later.
Okay. All right. All right, see you. That's going to be a good show, y'all. Go see that. Oh, he's funny.
I like that.
He's funny. I like somebody like that. All right. You'll recognize him when you see him if you don't know who Henry Cho is. And to get tickets.
Yeah, you go to at LancasterCitySC.com. That's where you can find details on the Performing Arts Series. It's going on in Lancaster right now.
Fantastic. All right, 11 till.